This is Gamer Scoop. We're going to talk about games that we really want to see come out so that we can play them. I'm Cammy.
Dave.
Grant.
Cliff.
Tyson.
Yeah, we have two special guests today. Grant and Cliff are here with us, and they're going to help input when they can. And that's Zoe.
She's pissed off because you didn't say her.
I know, no love for Zoe.
She's loved.
Doesn't feel like it from the podcast.
Fine.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, game I really want to see come out, Lemmings. We haven't seen a good Lemmings game for a long time. That game was awesome.
I think I had one for the 386.
Dude, that game would sell like 100,000 copies and be a bomb. You know it.
No, it wouldn't, Tyson.
Yes, it would.
It'd be awesome.
They'd make an HD Lemmings, put it on the Live Arcade or PlayStation Network, and no one would buy it.
I would buy
Everyone
it.
Everyone would be like, oh, this game's going to be great.
I'd buy it.
I would.
Yeah. You like killing animals?
So they make like 103
no.
lemmings.
Yeah.
You're supposed to save the lemmings.
You like to kill them.
Oh, you're supposed to...
You gotta save a few by sacrificing a couple. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta blow up the bottom floor, you turn that guy into a bomb. It's okay.
Bye. I think it'd be a cool idea. Okay, another game I want to see. Duck Hunt for the Wii. With the release of a gun, right?
It's homebrew. You can get it on homebrew.
What?
Just saying, it's out there.
No,
he
it's
wants
not.
The official Nintendo
the official
one.
Dude, Nintendo's
one.
Never gonna make it.
Not
they're too
like,
busy Marioing it up.
Not the one on like Wii Play. That's dumb. I want a new like official Duck Hunt game.
Oh.
Instead of like a gun, like have like Wii archery with ducks.
One where you can shoot the dog when he laughs at
they
you.
They did that in the arcade version.
You could shoot the dog when he laughed at you.
I'd be like
you?
Rated M, like the dog comes out all bloody. I'm sorry, I won't do it again.
Or you like hire some thugs to go and beat him
oh,
up.
Oh, that'd be great. Like in that Mario RPG, the one, oh, was it for the GameCube, where like at the start it shows like that guy getting beat up by the thugs? That was great.
Where's the ACLU when you need him?
Oh.
Sad. You guys are mean.
Yes, yes. I hate that dog, though.
Everybody hated the dog. Come on.
I hated the dog,
he laughed
too.
At you.
We just
tried
get
hard.
Comitutos, you know, go pay him a visit.
Mm-hmm.
Swim with the fishies.
Some concrete boots.
You won't be running around?
Any other games, Cammy?
You say.
See, that'd be fun. No, with Duck Hunt, like, if the other controller could, like,
there's
you know,
a Pikmin
the
3 that we'd like to see. Tyson says it's on the way,
yeah,
right?
Pikmin 3's coming, I'm telling
when?
You.
When? When?
I don't know, but they're making it.
Pikmin 2 was
Dude,
like...
I will show you the proof.
Pikmin 2 is the greatest game on the GameCube, seriously.
Pikmin
I loved it.
Product branding
I
in it.
I loved it.
That was great. Pikmin, yes, Energizer Battery for the win!
A Coke bottle cap. Thirst Quencher.
Nice.
It was a great game. I want to see it come out on the Wii. I mean, they released Pikmin 1 on the Wii, but it's not the same. It's lame.
Dude, that was a terrible attempt. We're just going to add motion control.
Yeah. What was they thinking? Yeah, Pikmin 3. Awesome.
That would be fun.
Next.
They gotta play
so,
game
who
Cube
else
even.
Has a game that they'd like to see come out?
Gears 3.
That's coming.
That's coming,
well,
Grant.
That was.
I want it to come out now, though.
We already talked about that one last podcast.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'd say it again then.
That
yeah,
one's been announced and it is being released.
I know.
They only have Pikmin 2 for the GameCube?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? No Pikmin
the
for
the
Wii.
The first Pikmin was on the Wii. Then you did it.
Yeah.
We just said that.
I love how David doesn't listen.
Don't baby here.
So are they going to release a sequel for A Perfect Dark on the 360?
They had the prequel.
The prequel?
Perfect Dark Zero? You know, the terrible prequel?
The terrible prequel?
Yes, the game was terrible.
Is George Lucas somehow involved?
Probably. He probably got his hands
in
there. Woo! I don't know. I don't think Perfect Dark's gonna happen. Rare that we knew back in the day is gone.
Oh.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I didn't. I think there are better shooting games. First person shooters.
Because you're Asian and you're like, these first person shooters, oh, it's so terrible.
No, like, Time Splitters. That was a great
game.
Game.
Yeah,
awesome.
Sure it was.
So you want to see another Time Splitters then?
I would like to see another Time Splitters, not on the 360. That'd be awesome. I mean, you can't even play, you can't play Future Perfect on your 360. It's not on the list to play.
Didn't the guys who make Time Splitters go out of business?
EA Games.
You're the one that reads the monthly report.
I'm gonna have to check on that because I think the one, it's not R&D. It's I think it's analyst.
Didn't EA Games make it?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Oh.
No. Time Splitters, I think, got made by a bunch of guys who left Rare, who used to make like GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, and then they made that.
Time Splitters is awesome.
I'm gonna have to see if they're still in business.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of makes me angry. You know how they have movies, they'll go through and build it up, have like, you know, part one, part two, and then part three is like a two-parter, you know, like for Harry Schmotter and what are the vampire people.
Yeah.
Why did they have to make us like wait like 4 years after, you know, a game's release to get like the final part three or something, like for Gears of War or Assassin's Creed or something? Yeah.
It's like Valve, man. We're never going to get episode 3 for Half-Life 2.
Well, that's in 2022 is when it's going to be released.
2022?
That game is never going to come out. They've been working on that game for like 5 years. It's terrible.
Wow.
That's how I feel about Battlefront 3. I thought there was promises of that. I don't see anything.
Yeah, you type in like Google Images or something and you get like all old school Battlefront 1 and 2.
I thought they were thinking about it, but nothing's coming of it. I think it'd be cool.
I wonder if LucasArts even still makes games.
Of course they do.
What? Tell that to all the people they laid off over the past couple of years.
Really?
Maybe if their games didn't suck.
True.
Hey, Battlefront 2 was awesome.
It was better on the Xbox.
Silence.
With
huh?
the bear controller.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the crickets to kick in.
Oh man, I miss the old Xbox Bear controller. You know what I'm talking about? The first generation one?
Oh jeez.
Where you have like a crane to lift it up. The best was that Penny Arcade comic where they replaced the controller with a bear and he's like, it controls better.
Probably would.
That's horrible. Super massive. They came out with smaller ones. After like third party came out with smaller ones.
Who doesn't want to pay $50 for a new controller?
Oh.
Yeah, I bought like two new ones. Two, three.
My kids went hungry that month, but I had new controllers.
That's right, man. Yeah. I've got priorities.
I don't have kids, but still.
Yeah, Cliff, you didn't have kids.
If you did.
His dog starved.
Gaming comes first.
That's right.
No.
No
puppies come first.
Oh, okay.
Any other games? Are we done?
I'd like to see a Red Dead Redemption
Look, see,
2.
There's games I would mention, but everyone's just going to go, ugh.
Well, let's
out.
Hear it, Tyson.
I'm still waiting for the third Rumble Roses, man, so
oh,
we can all play that.
I knew that was coming. I knew it. Rumble Roses.
I'm like, the
Center.
What's your favorite part about Rumble Roses, Tyson?
No, it's... That can't be said on air. Oh.
Tyson, you quit talking about that horrible stuff.
I know. It's terrible. I also want a 2D Metroid game. Like Super Metroid.
Tyson.
A 2D Metroid
I
game?
I thought
it was supposed to be kind of like side-scrollish.
Yeah, but I want like the classic 2D in like HD. HDR.
And who's going to do that?
Yeah. Nobody.
Didn't they release like all the old GameCube Metroids for the Wii? Like a triple pack?
Yeah. They did.
Yeah, the Metroid Primes
no,
have a
already have all
triples.
Metroid
Prime
trilogy, yeah.
On their own. Oh, we got a caller.
Hello?
We don't have callers, Tyson.
Yeah, you can hear Tyson across the street. Yeah, I'll tell him to be quiet. Thanks for calling. See you later.
You got to admit, it would have been awesome if we had a caller.
That would be nice. We're all set up for that.
For what
I'll
phone?
I'll tell my anthropology class
we have
to
be on radio.
Dude, that was awesome. We had like 30 downloads. I'm like, who's downloading this?
Because the chocobo was horrible.
Oh, that was good.
I want Kentucky
great.
Fried Chocobo.
God, it's horrible.
The best part of it was Kentucky Fried Chocobo. There'd be like the original recipe, the extra crispy.
Hey!
There'd be the barbecue.
All right, so KFC has the colonel. Who's going to be the KFC Chocobo, you know?
Oh, Tyson. Tyson's the evil Chocobo eater.
That's fine. I'll be okay
just
with that.
Just a picture of him in like a rubber apron and a bloody meat beater.
Nice.
As long as you give me like a military rank, I'm okay with that too.
Feathers sticking out.
I'm going
mouth.
To be outside with protesting.
That's fine.
With signs.
You go out there with signs. I'll bring everyone else protesting. You know, some chocobo for a picnic. It'll be good time.
No.
Yeah, we're gonna eat the chocobos till they're extinct.
That's horrible. They haven't even exist yet, Grant.
I thought we already had a podcast about this.
We did, but you know what? We just go in and out of whatever.
Fine. We're done here.
Oh. Cliff doesn't even get to talk. Well, that's great. We invite him over.
Cam's like, "Boo." Cliff talked.
He said something about Red Dead Redemption 2, but I'm sure they're going to make that. Why not? The Zoinks for more money.
What?
Well, we gotta release the Gun Horse sometime.
Tell me about it. That'd be sweet.
It'd be cool if they made... I think they're gonna do an Arkham Asylum 2.
Yeah.
And they left it open. So that'd be awesome. I'd play it.
I want the good villains in there.
The good villains?
Well, I should say the woman villains in the tight outfits.
They had Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn.
Yeah, they had Harley Quinn in the junk outfit.
Yeah, that was
pretty junky. That's true. I hated her outfit. I wish they just put her in the traditional Harlequin outfit.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
But they had Poison Ivy.
Yeah, but even she wasn't in a good outfit.
Yeah, they should have kept hers too.
See?
When's the next Bloodring coming out?
Oh, for the 3DS, it's coming.
For 3D what?
3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson, you keep saying that they're all coming, but when? When?
Look, I don't have dates. All I know is that they have been announced.
So I can go outside right now and announce them, and they're gonna get released.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, another game I'd like to see is a new Mario Party where you can skip everything.
So you have to read.
So not even play it, just skip to the end where like the stars are falling.
No, or you
can
just skip all the stupid text.
Click. Oh, we're good. That was good.
No text.
No.
Text.
No,
didn't the first for the N64 Mario Party? Didn't that people get like hand injuries?
Dude, I did. I ripped like a bunch of skin on my palm off. But I won that minigame, man. That's all that matters.
You care about winning minigames? Usually you only care about sabotaging me.
It was a single-player minigame, and I was going to win that. I could care less if I had a stitch up my hand. I was going to win that game. I did.
Dedication.
That's right.
Anything else, boys? Are we done?
No.
Well, what, Tyson?
Uh-oh.
That's pretty good. That was a good podcast.
Okay, we're done here. This has been Gamers Cube.
Woo!
Don't make fun of me!
Yeehaw!
This has been Gamers Cube. We're signing out.
So should we listen? See what we all sound like?